It's Will Catchell here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 2-1 loss to Ballytown at Maes Tegid in the JD Wells Premier League. Andy, a disappointing loss. It's our first in eight league games, but obviously always disappointing to lose out in what was quite a tight game.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's I wouldn't say it's difficult to take, because if you're going to, you know, concede goals like we did in the first half against a strong, organised, resolute team, you're going to find it very, very hard to get back into the game. You know, 2-0 down, and both goals are our own doing. That makes it really tough. And, we've saved a penalty, we made a change and got back into the game. And then, you know, in the second half, you hope that something will fall for you. You know, we've hit the post, we've hit the crossbar, we've had three or four cleared off the line, we've had a goal that was given offside. I'd like to see it when it leaves Rob Hughes' feet, whether the lad is offside. I've not seen it yet, but we think from the side that it is on. But, you know, I'll be proven wrong if I see it. But, you know, the fundamentals and the basics of football don't change. Don't concede goals through your own mistakes, and when you get opportunities to score, take them. And that's the reflection of the game against Cardiff Met. Simple as that. You know, we've put as many balls, we got into as many good areas. Our finishing was sloppy and poor. They cleared a lot of balls. Give them a bit of credit for clearing balls off the line and putting their bodies on the line. But, you know, any other day with that margin of play that we had, you know, you would take something from the game. You would take a point, and, you know, and quite possibly could have won the game, because, you know, if it goes back to 2-2, there's only one team going to go on and win the game. But, you know, yeah, our finishing wasn't good enough. We were sloppy, and we've given opposition a 2-0 start, and you can't do that. And you'll be left to try and pick up the pieces as the game goes on. And I can give my team great credit for the second half, because the character they showed in the second half to go and pin in a team as we did, and move it and create good opportunities and put great balls into the box. I can only give them credit for that. But the flip side of it is, you know, you have to be so on top of the early 20 minutes in this league, you know, because they're what set the direction of the game. And today, that first 15, 20 minutes, we were nowhere near good enough. And, you know, sometimes you get away with them and, you know, you wake up after 20. But, you know, we had to wake up on the back of being 2-0 down. So that was very tough. But, you know, we'll reflect on the positives, which were we've dominated the game, we've created numerous opportunities, and we know that if we maintain them standards, you know, we'll win more games than we lose. But a lot to reflect. But, you know, really, I'm really positive in the way we played after going 2-0 down, and the response was fantastic. We maintain that again when we come at home, and we'll be fine.